Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
All right, comedian Jeff Ross, known as the Roastmaster General, has roasted many infamous stars, including Tom Brady, Bruce Willis, Justin Bieber, Roseanne Barr, Joan Rivers, Rob Lowe, and President Donald Trump, all with the Friars Club, Comedy Central, and Netflix. Jeff is bringing his Take a Banana for a Ride tour to the Den Theater from Saturday, March 7th through Monday, March 9th. For tickets, you can visit thedentheater.com. And here he is, Jeff Ross. Jeff, how are you, pal?
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Excited to come back to Chicago?
It's been a while, man. It's my favorite town to play.
I was going to say, last I think I saw you on stage here was at the Genesee Theater, I think maybe with Dave Attell some years ago. But you try to make it back here once every year, year and a half, right?
I was there probably a year and a half ago workshopping a new one-man show. And now I've kind of got it where I want it. So I set up for a few days to sort of present it to my friends and fans in Chicago. It's called Take a Banana for the Ride.
And that's something your grandfather used to say to you. I mean, you know, he kind of raised you in your late teens and beyond, so to speak, but it had a special meaning between you two.
Well, I would take care of him. I would take him. We lived together. My parents passed away when I was young, and we lived together. My pop, Jack, and I'm actually wearing his ring right now.
That's cool.
And yeah, I would take him to his doctor appointments or visit him in the hospital when he was sick. And then I would head into New York and do open mic nights to learn stand-up comedy. And my pop would give me a few dollars for the tolls and gas and a banana. He'd say, take a banana for the ride. So that's kind of the jumping off point for the show.
It's more, yeah, I was going to say, it's more about him, him wanting to come along to you. And then you had an Uncle Bill that sat you down, taught you three important rules. I had to learn to dish it out, had to learn to take it in, and if I can't take it in, don't dish it out. But then came 35 years on stage making people laugh, right?
That's it. That's true. If you're going to dish it out, you got to be able to take it. That's a big rule in my life.
You have a great story on how this all started for you. It was more about being in high school and bullies, you know, surrounding you. And this kind of, that's what kind of made you comfortable in this space.
Well, I grew up in Newark, New Jersey. You know, I'm sure there's neighborhoods like this in Chicago, tough towns. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of busting of chops in high school, and you got to learn how to either defend yourself physically or verbally. So I took karate lessons. I also learned how to use my wit to disarm bullies, and it's really served me well through life, using comedy to get through tough times. That's essentially what this one-man play is about that I'm presenting in Chicago, about resilience, bouncing back, and it's basically many stories from my life about resilience, loss, bouncing back, and somehow it's also hilarious. At least that's what people are telling me.
That's good. That's good. I was going to say, you know, when did you do your first roast? It wasn't televised. Was it the Friars Club?
It was a Friars Club roast for Steven Seagal in the mid-90s.
It wrote itself. It wrote itself, didn't it?
You would think so. But back then, I didn't know how to write any roast. So I had to go to the Museum of Broadcasting and research the old roasts, the old Dean Martin roasts and Friars Club roasts. And I kind of applied that to my young mind and roasted Steven Seagal in front of a couple thousand New Yorkers in the mid-90s. And I killed Milton Berle, Buddy Hackett, all the old-time comics were there. And I took some big swings. I said, a lot of you don't know me, but Steven Seagal and I have a lot in common because I'm also a crappy actor. I didn't say crappy, but we're on the radio.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. That's awesome. That's awesome.
And he looked at me like he didn't really even understand how dare I. But yet Milton Berle and Buddy Hackett and all the old-time comics, they loved it. And they kind of adopted me. And I found my field, my Yankee Stadium was right there at the Friars Club roast. And I've since gone on to make that my lane.
It's funny that you mentioned the Dean Martin roast, because those were really iconic. That's what people got to see on television. They rarely got to see anything from the Friars Club publicly. But like, who were some of your idols then growing up? I have to imagine, you know, Rickles was probably at the top of the list because he did every one of those Dean Martin roasts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got a picture of Don Rickles right here in my house. You can see it behind me. Don is, you know, the black belt of busting balls, they say.
Yeah.
Greatest. And I loved him. He was an idol of mine. There's something about roasting people with love that I find very appealing. The more I love you, the more I'll make fun of you. We're all like that with our friends and family, right?
It's true. It's absolutely true. And Don, you know, I know Don for 10 years. I interviewed him about a year before he passed. He's the sweetest guy on the planet.
He really is. And I knew his wife and his daughter is wonderful. And he was the real comics comic. He really was the king. He'll always be missed, that guy.
What's your favorite Rickles story? Because I'm sure you had run-ins with him.
Oh, my God. So many run-ins. I remember one time at Milton Berle's funeral, I was very emotional. Everybody was. Everyone loved Uncle Milty. He was sort of the first big TV star in comedy.
Yeah.
And the funeral, I happened to sit next to Don. And afterwards, I knew where the little secret bathroom was. Behind the... you know, behind the proceedings, whatever, mm-hmm. backstage mm-hmm. at the funeral, if you will. And it was a long service, and I go backstage afterwards because I knew this special little secret bathroom. And I'm in there maybe a minute, you know, doing my business. Mm-hmm. I had to go back. And I washed my hands, I opened the door, and there's Don Rickles, who I didn't really know at the time. And he's just standing in the doorway with his hands on his hips, indignant. And he looks at me as if I'd been in there 2 hours. And he goes, what was there, a roast dais in there?
So, I love it.
I was so happy that Don Rickles knew who I was.
Well, and then, you know, I think your first televised roast was Drew Carey, right?
That's right. That's right. I talked Drew Carey into doing it. At the time, he had the number one sitcom on TV. And, of course, the old guys at the Friars Roast had no idea who he was. I had to go out to the local newsstand and buy a TV guide and say, look, this guy's on the cover. This will be big right now.
Yeah. You know, you did the Hugh Hefner roast. And I think that happened right after 9/11. And one of my favorite jokes about Hefner but how hard was it get to that point? It was probably more about the show had to go on. People needed to get back to some life and a release for New Yorkers at that time. But that must have been tough. Or were you just like, yeah, no, I'm going to make people laugh. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do it.
No, I was concerned. I was scared. Even my manager at the time, Bernie Brillstein, who was a comedy legend, he'd never seen anything like it. He couldn't even tell me the future of comedy at that point. It really felt like an earth-shattering change in the comedy climate. Like, and boy, I got real scared, but I also, it kind of fortified me to go, wait, the show must go on, right? If we mm-hmm. cancel the roast, that's the true definition of the terrorists winning.
They won.
Mm-hmm. Before that was a cliche. That was something that was really eating at me. So I wrote a letter to Hugh Hefner and the Friars Club and Comedy Central. And I said, the show must go on. Let's do the roast. It'll have more it'll have more meaning for New York to laugh again. And we'll just cancel the after party and make that a fundraiser. And that's what happened. It was one of the most a moment I'm very proud of.
I'll tell you, I've watched these roasts a million times. I mean, you can catch them on YouTube and catch them all over the place. And you are absolutely one of the highlights. But I have to ask you, do you remember what's your favorite Hugh Hefner joke from that night?
Oh, my God. Great question. Well, probably think. I had a few of them. I used to love, you know, back then he had 7 girlfriends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 7 blonde matching girlfriends. I think my joke was like, you know why Hef has 7 girlfriends? One to and the other 6 to move them around.
I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, nearly 25 million people watched The Roast of Tom Brady on Netflix. Yeah. Was that the largest audience, like walking out on stage in that stadium that you've worked in front of?
There's never been a roast like that. No, I've done big arenas before, but not for a roast. You know, I've been out at the O2 Arena with Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle and stuff like that. But I'd never been at a roast in that arena. And it really felt like gladiators versus lions or something. There was something so powerful and big about it. And it was particularly vicious roast.
Yes, it was.
So I have to give Brady credit for taking the hits.
You talked about how Brady was drafted in the sixth round with the 199th pick of the 2000 NFL draft when Bill Belichick's dog stepped on the keyboard by accident, which is awesome. And I'm sure you've seen Bill Belichick and his new girlfriend attending these Super Bowl events. He's 72. Oh, yeah. She's 24. I think you'd have a field day on stage about that.
No bookie would take that spread, I'll tell you that.
I love it. I love it. We're talking to comedian Jeffrey Ross, Roastmaster General, and there's more when we come back on 720 WGN. State Players, 720 WGN. We're talking to comedian Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster General, and Jeff is bringing his Take a Banana for a Ride tour to the Den Theater from Saturday, March 7th through the 9th. For tickets, you can go to thedentheater.com. I've heard you talk about the fact that Karen Snowflakes, millennials, social media warriors make it a tough life for comics trying to come up with material. But is that really a problem for you? Because the type of comedy you do, the roast specifically, you really can say and do whatever you want, because if anyone is watching these roasts, they have an intention to watch it. They know what it's all about, and they're ready to enjoy that humor.
That's why I get frustrated when people are always saying, how do you do comedy in this cancel culture climate? I go, that doesn't really apply to what I do. Once I walk into, let's just say, the Den Theater in Chicago in a couple weeks, that's a temple of free speech. Yeah. That becomes my cathedral of comedy. So if you buy a ticket, you opt in, you're going to hear provocative jokes, and you might even get invited on stage to get roasted at the end of the show.
Yeah, sort
of
that.
I'm going to roast volunteers from the audience.
Love that.
The whole show is kind of about behind the Roastmaster, how I became the Roastmaster. But at the end, I prove it. I show it. You know, without a roast at the end, it'd be like Rocky without the boxing scenes.
Right.
You know, like, all right, it's just a great story.
Right.
But you really want to see the proof. You want to see the result. You want to see the roast. So I'm offering people a full night out, a great story, music. I sing in the show, believe it or not. And there's visuals, there's films from my life, and there's a roast at the end. So it feels like a three-course meal.
I like it. I love it. I love it. I'm looking forward to that.
I hope you come out. Bring friends.
I will do that. I will do that. You've roasted so many, and I will say every set, every roast, funny as hell. What to you is the most memorable of your entire history in doing these roasts? Like, what was the easiest to write for, the most difficult?
Oh, wow. You know, I don't think I see it like easy or difficult. I think they're all a challenge because the roasts are by nature competitive. You want to be the funniest one. You want to have the best jokes. So they're all hard, even if it seems like an easy subject. Of course, Flava Flav, something like that, is a fun roast to write for because he's so ridiculous. I actually ran into Flava Flav at the Super Bowl a couple times last weekend, and he tells me that the roast was the greatest day of his life. So for me, that's the most fun, when the guest of honor goes, that was amazing, let's do that again. I want to do part two someday. That's the most gratifying. And as far as difficulty, I guess I think of it more of a process. You know, I have a sign in my house that says, enjoy the process. To me, writing it, thinking about it, picking out my wardrobe, planning the show, inviting my friends, producing the other roasters to make sure they have what they need, that's the fun part. It's hard. Roasts are hard. A lot of people are afraid. There's a lot of, you know, danger that goes with a roast, but especially a live one like the Tom Brady one. But in the end, I think it's like a cultural moment, and the fans find it cathartic. I'm speaking vicariously for everyone who just wants to see a big shot get taken down a notch. It's human nature.
It is human nature. And what always surprises me, though, Jeff, is like, you know, people who are being roasted pretty much know what they're there for. They're prepped for it. But there's some people on the dais that might not be a comedian. I'll say Sybil Shepherd during the Bruce Willis roast. Like, she was stunned. Like, there's so many people that are just stunned by the insults and what's coming their way. Like, they didn't know what it was all about.
Yeah. I think there was some time there where people were, certain actors might not be so familiar with the intensity of the roast. And I think now that's over. I think everybody knows what they're getting into. And if you don't, you need to open your eyes and fire your publicist.
It's true. That's true too. All right. This is my question before I let you go is, if you had to put on the Mount Rushmore of the jokes you have written in one of these roasts, what would you put at the top?
Wow.
That you're proud of.
Wow. That's a great question. My favorite roast joke.
Yeah.
That's like Sophie's Choice. That's like picking my kid. That's like which of my favorite 1,000 kids. Man, I'd have to say whatever the next one I write is.
Okay. Okay.
That's the fun part. Smoking a J, thinking about the subject, writing it down, trying it out on my friends. The couple jokes that come to mind, I remember at the Justin Bieber roast, I always enjoyed the joke where I go, Justin, everybody's been, you know, he was going through a lot of trouble at the time, legal trouble. And I go, Justin, everybody's been pointing their fingers at you lately, but that's mostly just lesbians telling the barber how they want their hair cut. Nothing profound about it, but for some reason, that's one of my favorite jokes.
I love it.
I also love the one that I told about Robert Kraft at the the Tom Brady roast. But there's so many. And the beauty of it is I'm constantly writing new ones. There's a whole section in the Take a Banana show about Norm MacDonald, Bob Saget, and Gilbert Gottfried. Oh,
love that.
There's some really great roast jokes in there. And I think people who love the roasts are going to really be mind blown by this show. So Chicago's my first stop on the tour because I really trust crowds in Chicago. The people in Chicago kind of remind me of the Jersey people, thick skinned people that I grew up with. So I had to stop in Chicago first.
I love it. I love it. Well, you can hear and see it all. Jeff is bringing his Take a Banana for a Ride tour to the Den Theater Saturday, March 7th through Monday, March 9th. And for tickets, visit the Den Theater. .com. Jeff, great talking to you, and I'm absolutely going to be there, and we'll see you here in Chicago.
Oh, I can't wait, Dave. Thanks for getting the word out for me, man.
Thank you, sir. Have a great one.
Bye, everybody.